This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now that Twitter is going to be a public company, at some yet undetermined point, true, but now that it is going to be public, it's going to have to show that it's serious about making money. As social media is currently conceived, that means advertising, most likely, which gets us to the company's announcement that it struck a partnership deal with the National Football League. It's the latest in a series of arrangements that Twitter's made with networks and big league sports, and it helps get them into the big bucks world of television advertising. Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
Twitter is trying to capitalize on the second screen effect. You know, when people are tweeting and hanging out on Twitter while they watch TV. It happens all the time now, during award shows, TV movies, and sporting events.
Sports are always, and particularly football, is always a high-quality, high-demand advertising opportunity.
Jim Nail is an analyst for Forrester Research. In the past few months, Twitter has struck deals with CBS, Viacom, ESPN, and others. And while the NFL partnership is new and untested, Nail says it could help prove to investors that Twitter is serious about making money.
Having a big partnership announced like this as the, as they move into that pre-IPO period has got to help their offering.
The NFL deal is part of Twitter's Amplify service. It runs video clips with ads in them. For example, during this year's NBA playoffs, the NBA tweeted short videos of game highlights that included ads from companies like Taco Bell and Sony. But Brian Weiser, an analyst with Pivotal Research, says you have to remember that Twitter is still a relatively small company.
Let's keep our sense of scale in check here. Google can generate $50 billion of revenue in advertising. Facebook can do $5 billion. Twitter is closer to $500 million. That is what it is.
He says when you look at Twitter's ambitions and growth, keep its size in mind. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.